At night, heavy rain in a dark sky, Hanna-Barbera and Warner Brothers prison. Title against a castle, Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. In white letters with a violet halo. The castle towers close up as credits roll against it, story by Glenn Leopold and David Doye, screenplay by Glenn Leopold, based upon characters created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, a flash of lightning illuminates a window. Inside, a violet flag with a coat of arms under the window, music composed and conducted by Stephen Bramson. Editor, Paul Douglas, mounted suits of knight's armor on stone floor, covered in cobwebs. Executive producer, Gene McCurdy. Supervising producer, Davis Doye. Produced by Kazanzilotti. A corridor with a line of wooden gates illuminated by the flash of lightning, directed by Jim Stenstrom. A different spooky corridor with a wooden gate and an end, two torches burn on both sides of the gate. A shadow of a big creature with horns casts on the gate, then green paws tear it. A group of teens and a dog flee. A brown-haired boy locks himself in a room, then opens another door to see a green monster. The boy tries to open a different door. Throws a broken-off knob at the monster's head.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Runs away, then bumps into a Great Dane. The Great Dane rides on his back. The monster falls down. The monster lies crushed under a pile of armor, then a girl in glasses unmasks it.
Look, it's Mr. Beeman, the real estate agent.
Mr. Beeman?
Yeah, he was printing millions of counterfeit dollars in the basement with his printing press. What we originally thought was mold was really green ink. See?
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that big dog and you meddling kids.
The dog takes the mask and squinches. Daylight, a redhead with a mug.
And that's how we solved the case of the moat monster, one of our most frightening mysteries.
She sits in a studio with a view of skyscrapers.
Ooh, stories like that always give me the heebie-jeebies. Ooh, no wonder you became a reporter. That moat monster almost sliced you up like a pepperoni pizza. And then we wouldn't have Coast to Coast with Daphne Blake, your very successful syndicated series on Americana, going on its second season, I might add. I never miss it.
Thanks, Chris. You know, the real reason I changed jobs was because the monsters and ghosts always turned out to be bad guys in a mask.
Got a little boring, eh?
No kidding. In fact, that's why the gang went their separate ways, except for Fred and me.
She means Fred Jones, who's now the producer and one-man crew of Daphne's show. How about getting a shot of Freddy, guys?
A studio spotlight falls on a grinning Fred.
Is he cute or what?
So, what's coming up for the new season?
A new series of segments called Haunted America.
Sort of a ghost-to-ghost with Daphne Blake.
Right. But this time, I intend to find some real haunted houses for my viewers.
Gee, it's too bad the rest of the old gang won't be along for the ride.
Yeah, I really miss...
Daphne downcast and Fred with a pensive smile. Daphne on a TV at an airport.
Yeah, like we really miss you too, Daphne.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Daphne Blake.
Hey, you two. Get back to work.
Like we're right on it, boss man, sir.
A mustached man glares as the brown-haired boy leads on a leash the Great Dane. It wears a red cape labeled Customs. He sniffs luggage on a baggage claim belt, then points.
Got something, Scoob?
The boy opens a red suitcase. Scooby pulls out socks.
No offense, old buddy, but I think your nose might be losing its touch.
Scooby digs through the clothes and finds a log of cheese.
Pretty sneaky, but they can't fool your nose.
That's right.
Like no one brings contraband food into our country with us on the job.
Well...
Like, let's go check it in, Scoob.
They enter a custom storage room filled with food.
Like, is this the jackpot of jobs or what?
A storefront.
Yes, we do carry the hair razor series.
At Dinkley's Mystery Books.
Number 23, The Vampire Village? Got it. Number 24, The Creepy Clown Town? Got it. Number 25, Menace at Mummy Manor? Got it. Yes, I'll hold them till Tuesday. 2 weeks from Tuesday? Oh, yeah, that's fine. Bye.
The girl in the glasses steps down a ladder holding a pile of books, then drops them on a table.
Oh, solving mysteries was a lot more fun than selling them.
Daphne on a TV on the table.
Mystery Ink Bookshop. Freddy?
On a phone.
Jinkies! Sounds great! Count me in!
At the airport, the mustached supervisor man goes toward the custom storage room. He enters gawking, jaw dropped.
You... like hi, boss! You ate all the contra...
Absurdly distended bellies.
Excuse me?
Like, untrue, boss. We didn't eat it all. There's still a couple of gorgonzolas left. Help yourself!
You're a couple of gorgonzolas! You're fine!
He leaves as the boy and Scooby slouch with absurdly big bellies.
Sheesh! Like what a grouch! Looks like we're unemployed again, old pal.
Yeah, unemployed?
Like, take it easy, buddy. Something will turn up. So what if this was, like, the greatest gig ever? Like, so what if we starve? Turn to skin and bones?
They embrace, then the boy picks up a phone.
Like, hello? Freddy! Zoinks! We just caught you on the tube! Busy? Nah. Scoob and I were just thinking of taking some time off.
Outside a pink house, Daphne stands with luggage. A panel van in medium blue with a distinctive horizontal green stripe around pulls up.
Sorry I'm late, Daph. The traffic was murder.
Fred steps out.
Is this everything?
Uh-huh.
Got the maps?
Yeah.
Are you sure you haven't forgotten anything?
Fred, what is with you? Yes, I'm sure, I'm sure.
Well, then...
Surprise! Happy birthday, Daphne!
The girl in glasses with Scooby and the boy in the van.
Gosh, it's great to see you all. I've been working so hard, I guess I forgot my own birthday.
I hope you don't mind, but I asked the gang to come along.
Oh, Freddy, this is the best birthday present ever. It'll be just like old times.
Yeah, old times.
Scooby licks them.
Hey, easy boy. It's great to see you too, Scoob.
Speaking of old times, look what I have for you, Scooby. Scooby snack.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Like, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Go long, guys.
She throws a snack as the boy and Scooby run for it. Scooby intercepts it.
Hey!
I've been saving these Scooby snacks for a long time.
Scooby winces and sticks his tongue out.
Like too long, Velma. They're stale.
Don't worry, guys. We're going to New Orleans for our first segment, Haunts of Louisiana.
And New Orleans has some of the best food in the world.
Scooby and the boy grin.
And the best ghosts.
I hope. Well, let's get going.
Hold it. There's just one more thing.
Groovy.
Perfect. Mystery Inc. is back in...
Fred reveals a sign on the van. Mystery Machine. The gang high fives. On a road, the van leaves a city. Fred drives and Velma looks at a map. Evening, the gang sits at a round table with an old lady holding hands. Then a ghost appears. At a cemetery, a monster comes out of a grave. It chases Scooby and the boy. Fred videotapes as they take off his mask. Fred tapes as a giant lobster chases Scooby and the boy, then it falls down. The boy takes off the lobster's mask, revealing a brown-haired man. Cut to black, a clear blue sky over a city. New Orleans townhouses with ornamental balconies, old-school street lamps along a street. At a marketplace.
Bad guys in masks, mechanical claws, magnets, hologram projectors. Just like the good old days. Too much like the good old days. I've got a show to do. I need a real live ghost.
That's an oxymoron, Daff.
Doesn't anybody want a beignet?
What I want is a house that's really haunted. I mean, there must be one somewhere in Louisiana.
There is. I work in it. Sorry, I couldn't help it over here. I work as a chef in a house on Moonsky Island, a house that really is haunted. Jinkies! My name is Lena. Lena Dupre.
Fred Jones. This is Velma Dinkley and Daphne Blake.
Charmed.
Moonscar Island? Where is that?
It's in a bayou not far from here. A pirate named Morgan Moonscar died on the island, and his spirit still haunts the place.
Uh-huh. Well, no offense, Lena, but it's probably just some guy in an old pirate suit trying to scare off the local kids.
The ghost is real, of course, if you're too scared to go.
Scared? Me? No, I don't think so.
If you want to check it out, you're welcome to come by. I'll be leaving as soon as I finish shopping.
Well, we'll think about it. Well, what do you think?
What do we have to lose? It's the best lead we've had all day.
And that Lena is kind of cute.
Fred!
I just meant she'd be real photogenic for us.
His upper lip in frosting.
Right. Wipe your upper lip, Romeo.
Jinkies, listen to this. I punched up Moonscar Island on our research database. There have been quite a few strange disappearances around that island over the years.
Sounds promising. We better find Scooby and Shaggy before Lena takes off.
Where'd those guys go?
Oh, that's no mystery. Where else to get a bite to...
A street-side food joint. A man makes a towering layered sandwich.
I made a lot of poor boy sandwiches in my time, but this is going to be the biggest of them all.
Like we're used to eating big meat.
Scooby takes a sauce.
Like, hey, buddy, don't hog all the hot sauce.
I see you boys like it hot.
Like mo hotter, mo better, eh, Scoob?
Roll hotter, roll better.
Scooby swallows his half of the sandwich, then sucks in Shaggy's half as Shaggy's are eyes closed. Only bread is left for him.
Like that was a lot less filling than I thought it would be.
Hey, let's go, guys. We found another haunted house to investigate.
Scooby and Shaggy exchange glances, then hug trembling. They join the others in the mystery machine.
Good timing, guys. Lena was just about to leave without us.
Daphne waves to Lena from a driver's seat, then the van follows Lena's gray pickup truck. They leave New Orleans. A green bayou filled with bushes and trees as the pickup truck and the van drive along a country road. A car wreck sits on a grassy roadside.
We're getting closer. Moonscar Island is right in the middle of the next bayou. Sounds like a perfect place to get some good spooky footage.
And some good Cajun cooking. For some reason, I'm still stuck.
Shaggy eats Scooby snacks.
Like even these stale Scooby snacks are beginning to taste good.
Fred peeks over his shoulder at him with a sheepish smile. The pickup truck and the van approach a small jetty with a white ferry with red stripes moored to it. A mustached man ties the ferry to the jetty. The man turns around and stands up, hands to hips.
Oh, Miss Lena, I see you brought you some company, eh?
Yes, Jacques. These folks came a long way to see a real haunted house.
Well, if they want haunted, they come to the right place. People go into that bayou, and they don't never come out.
So we understand.
Jacques draws near Daphne's window and leans on it with a malicious glance, then goes away. She gazes inside at Fred and Velma, the ferry's chimney. Jacques shows a direction.
It is first.
Lena and the gang drive onto the ferry and he closes a wicket. On board he walks up a ship ladder as Shaggy and Scooby peeps out the van.
Like, do you sell food on this ferry? We're starved.
I didn't know you had a dog.
Dog? Where?
Are you allergic to dogs? No, it's just that my employer, Ms. Lenoir, she keeps cats.
Like, don't worry. Scooby is great with cats, right?
Shaggy and Scooby nod.
Oh, yeah.
The ferry sails along a bayou with clouds of smoke coming out of the chimneys. The boy and Scooby glance at a view from the board. Lena, Jacques and the gang in a captain's bridge as Fred tapes the spooky bayou with eerie trees.
Gosh, I'd sure hate to get lost in here.
Well, way back then in the 1700s, pirates used this bayou to hide from the law. They knowed only a fool would come a-looking up in here.
And Morgan Moonscar was one of those pirates?
Cool, man, yeah, sure. He was the most famous one.
Jacques grins. On board, Scooby notices a shadow in the water which turns out to be a catfish.
Raggy! Redfish!
Sykes! Like, that's the biggest catfish I've ever seen!
That's probably Big Mona. Ain't nobody never been able to catch her.
Big Mona spits at Scooby.
Like, guess that's one catfish who doesn't like dogs, old buddy!
Rotten redfish?
Scooby growls and leans out a railing. Scooby and Shaggy fall into the water. Their heads raise out as they glance at each other. Two alligators come down into the water.
Rocks!
Oh no!
Jacques, you've got to turn this thing around!
I'm trying, son, but she don't turn on no dime!
Velma takes a life buoy.
Hang on, guys!
Throws it into the water, then the alligator chomps it. Scooby and Shaggy gulps, glancing at each other, then they look around as the alligators approach them from behind. A boat in moss sails near. A muscled man distracts the alligators. Scooby and Shaggy jumps aboard the boat as the man glares.
Like, thanks, mister.
Should have let the gators eat you. I can't stand tourists. Now all your splashing chase Big Mona away. Oh, quit you grumbling, snake bite. You ain't never caught that fish and you ain't never gonna did, says you.
He splashes water on the gang on the ferry.
Not too friendly.
A boar with tusks rumbles at Scooby.
What is that?
This here's my hunting pig, Rojo.
Hunting pig?
He's a lot better than any hound dog. Can smell a catfish a mile away.
Mojo rumbles at the water as Big Mona comes up and spits at Scooby.
Lot smarter than any dog, too. Now get these trespassing tourists off my boat. I got fishing to do.
Snakebite throws Scooby and Shaggy aboard the ferry and sails away.
That's old Snakebite Scruggs. He think the bayou is his own private preserve. He don't like anybody being in it, no.
Like so we noticed. Suspicious character, eh, Velma?
True, but he did save you from being eaten by alligators.
Like, oh yeah.
A shadow casts on the ferry as it sails between the trees.
Moonscar Island, dead ahead.
Past brambles and bushes, a green island is revealed in the distance. The gang gawks at it as Fred starts taping. The ferry approaches a jetty on a dark bank. The van and the pickup truck pull down from the ferry next to a wooden sign, Moonscar Island.
And Miss Lena, you give my best to Miss Lenoir, you hear, Chef?
I'll do that, Jacques. Thanks. Ready? Follow me and hang on. The road's a little bumpy.
They drive down from the jetty. Lena drives first and the gang follows in the mystery machine along a bumpy road in the woods. They drive down a wooden bridge. Sunbeams barely break through the thick canopy of vegetation. A white mansion ahead.
Wow! There's our haunted house!
The pickup truck and the van pull up in front of the house as a man digs in the ground. Plants sit around him.
Are you getting all of this, Fred?
Yep, got it, Daff. Lena wasn't kidding. This place is crawling with cats.
Scooby takes the camera from him and tapes cats.
Rats!
Come back, Scoob!
Scooby jumps out and chases after the cats. Knocks over flower pots.
Hey, you mutt! I just planted those! Rats!
Scooby! Leave them alone!
Scooby is stuck.
Huh?
Scooby-Doo, stop!
I spent a whole week on that planter.
A white cat flees between the man's legs, then Scooby runs over him.
Excuse me?
A blonde woman catches the cat.
Miss Lenoir?
Scooby knocks over the blonde, then Lena runs to her.
Who brought this dog?
Rod? Where?
I'm terribly sorry. We should have held on to him better. I'm Daphne Blake of Coast to Coast.
Ms. Lenoir glowers at her.
You know, the TV show?
We do not have television on my island. Lena, what are they doing here?
It's all my fault, Ms. Lenoir. I heard these folks say they wanted to see a real haunted house. So I thought...
You might show them mine.
She holds her pendant.
Really, Lena?
But your house is simply beautiful, Ms. Lenoir. Isn't it, Fred?
Picture perfect. Just how old is it?
It has been in my family for generations. It was a pepper plantation. Some of the hottest peppers in Louisiana grow on this island.
A farmland.
We've hit the proverbial chili pepper jackpot!
So, Ms. Lenoir, is your house really...
haunted? Yes. It is an old house with a restless spirit.
Scooby and Shaggy gape at each other.
You're welcome to look at...
A head turns.
If you'd like.
Would we ever? Do you mind us taping?
No, of course not. In fact, I'd be most flattered.
The gang go up onto a porch.
But you'll have to do something about your... dog.
Like food always keeps Scooby occupied.
If it will keep him from chasing my cats, you're welcome to my kitchen.
Groovy! Come on, Scoob!
The man looks at the destroyed flower pots.
Sorry about all the damage, Lena.
Oh, don't worry. Bo will take care of it.
Bo?
Our new gardener.
Velma and Daphne gaze at Bo.
I'll take care of it.
Inside, Scooby and Shaggy enter a kitchen and Scooby sniffs bowls with food.
Rat food? Yuck!
Forget the cat food, Scoob. There's a lot better chow in this kitchen. Mmm, smells great. It's gumbo, isn't it?
You do know your food.
Like we've traveled the world on our stomachs. Mind if we have a taste?
Of course not. Let me know how you like it.
Shaggy pours gumbo into a bowl, then takes a sip from a ladle.
Like, not bad, but it needs a little more spice. Don't you think so, Scoob?
Scooby drinks straight from the bowl, splashing gumbo, a jar pulled in a dark pantry.
These puppies ought to do the...
In a living room.
Mmm, delicious lemonade, Lena.
Well, thank you. So, how long have you worked for me? The guy!
The gang and Lena run out of the living room. Scooby gulps water from a jug, misshaping his snout as Shaggy drinks from a water container lying on the floor.
Like that was some hot pepper.
Those are Moon Sky Island peppers.
I wasn't exaggerating when I said they were the hottest peppers in Louisiana.
With all the screaming, we thought you might have seen a ghost.
If we do, you'll be the first to know.
Sorry for the interruption, Miss Lenoir.
Please, call me Simone. Shall we continue our tour of the house?
Great, Miss, Simone.
Maybe you guys should stay away from those peppers.
Right. We'll just stick with the gumbo. If you don't mind, Lena.
Of course not. I'm glad you like it. Help yourself.
Lena cleans broken glass and leaves as Scooby and Shaggy stay with the jar of peppers.
Come on. I dare you.
Roo first.
Not chicken, are you, old buddy? Old pal?
Shaggy bulges his eyes.
Like, that's funny. A second ago, I was on fire. And now it's freezing.
Freezing?
Tell you what, like we'll split this big one. That'll warm us up.
White smoke in the air as Shaggy gives the pepper to Scooby. Then they turn to see letters being written on the wall by the smoke. Get.
Now this is a great library.
In a library, they look toward the sound.
Now what?
They dash out to see shaking doors. Then Daphne opens it. Scooby and Shaggy inside hugging and gaping with horror.
Again?
Writing!
Writing? What writing?
Like ghost writing! See? This place is haunted!
Wow! Fred, get a shot of that!
Jinkies!
Simone, could you come stand next to me, please?
On the wall, get out. Daphne brushes her hair and stands with Simone next to it as Fred tapes.
Here we are in Ms. Simone Lenoir's kitchen, where we've had our first encounter with the supernatural spirits of Moonscar Mansion. You can feel the chill in the air. Cut! Who opened a window?
Nobody. Look!
Beware.
Wow! Is this great stuff or what?
Right. Like great!
The haunting might just be starting. After sundown, the ghosts get more restless.
Hmm. This seems pretty solid. Keep rolling, Fred. Maybe we'll have another ghostly manifestation.
Fred turns.
Ready? I'm over here.
It's Velma.
Velma floats in the air.
We've been levitated before, and there's always a magnet or wires somewhere.
No wires here, Fred. Wow, a real case of levitation. This just gets better and better.
Maybe from where you're standing. Anybody want to try getting me down?
Sure thing. Come on, Scoob.
Falls down on Scooby.
Oh, nice catch, Scooby. Thanks.
You're welcome.
The recording.
You can feel the chill in the air.
Wind blows in Daphne's hair.
Cut! Who opened a window? Play it again, Fred. I think I saw something.
Sure.
Who opened a window? There. Could you enhance this shot?
Yeah. Let me darken the image a little, bring up the sharpness a bit, and... Hey?
A bearded apparition behind Daphne.
It looks like a ghost.
It is the ghost of Morgan Moonscar. Here, let me show you.
A long bearded man's picture in a book.
This is a portrait of Morgan McCrite. The moon-shaped scar is why he became better known as Morgan Moonscar.
That's him, all right. And he wants us out.
Like we'd be happy to get out.
A real pirate ghost? Fabulous! I can't thank you enough for opening your haunted house to us, Simone.
So, you're not going to heed Moonscar's threat?
Are you kidding? We don't scare that easily.
Like, we...
Scooby nods.
Besides, it's probably just a hologram of some guy in a pirate suit.
Then why did it only show up on the tape?
That's the mystery.
But there's always a logical explanation for these things.
What's that?
Like there's a logical explanation for the growling in our stomachs. We're hungry, and we're gonna get some food to go!
Scooby and Shaggy run out of the library. In the kitchen, Shaggy packs a picnic basket. He puts in jars as Scooby licks his snout. Shaggy tries to fit in an enormous BLT. As it doesn't fit, they bite both ends of it. The BLT falls in and Scooby grabs the basket, then Velma enters.
Like, what are you doing back here, Velma?
I want to take another look at the wall.
What's to look at? It's pretty clear that ghost wants us out. Come on, Scoob, let's go.
It isn't hollow, but maybe... There's something under here.
She scratches off a painting as her tongue sticks out, then she takes a spatula to scratch deeper. She reveals letters.
M-A...
Lena enters.
What are you doing to my kitchen?
Jinkies! Guess I got carried away.
A wooden sign says, Maelstrom.
Bingo!
Would you mind telling me why you destroyed half my kitchen?
Yeah, Velma! Let us in on it!
Well, according to this book, the Maelstrom was the name of Morgan Moonscar's pirate ship.
I am not surprised. Parts of this house are quite old. Pieces of the pirate ship could have been used in the construction. Morgan Moonscar was rumored to have buried treasure on the island.
A side glance.
Never found.
Treasure? Aha! I knew it! It's some guy disguised as a pirate ghost trying to scare everyone off the island!
Lena, Daphne, and Simone raise a brow at him. An open eye with red veins fills with tears and a pupil gets smaller. The eye closes. Tears run down Shaggy's cheeks.
Like, your turn, pal!
Shaggy feeds Scooby a pepper. He pulls out his hand from Scooby's mouth, then Scooby bursts in tears. With red eyes, he breathes fire.
Zoinks! Like, don't use my sandwich to wash it down. Eat some of that Creole potato salad.
Shaggy eats the BLT as Scooby waves his paw mouth open. The cat eats from his bowl.
Rats!
He goes after them.
Come back, Scoob! That grouchy gardener isn't gonna be happy about this!
The cats run through a hollow trunk and Scooby's stuck in it. He pulls out his head with a frog on it. Pulls the frog's legs. Moves backward trying to take off the frog. Bumps into a tree and the frog jumps down. Dizzy, he puts his finger into his mouth and blows. His snout morphs into a harmonica. Chases the cats and Shaggy follows.
Come back, Scoob!
A pepper tree.
Oh man! I can't pass up a hot opportunity like this!
Scooby falls into the water as Big Mona jumps. He sits up, shaking down algae from his head.
Hey! You scared away Big Mona!
Are we?
Darn tourist. Get him, Mojo!
Mojo goes after Scooby.
Like, what's the matter, Scoob? Not afraid of a few cats, are you?
Rojo!
Shaggy turns around.
Zoinks! You mean Mojo! Yeah!
They cycle their legs in the air, then fall down to a big hole. Mojo looks down on them.
Zoinks! How humiliating! Chased into a hole by one third of a BLT!
He spreads dirt on them. Shaggy pulls up, grabbing a root.
Like, hang on! I'll have us out in a sec!
The root breaks and he falls down. A skeleton's hand sticks out of a hole. A green spiral circles above. surrounds the bones.
What's going on?
Well, I'm all bone.
A whole skeleton comes alive. Moonsker pirate with a saber. Shaggy climbs up. Moonsker draws near Scooby. Scooby's pulled up. Moonsker climbs up the hole. He staggers. Scooby and Shaggy bump into Bo.
See you.
What are you doing out here, ruining more of my flower beds?
If you want to plant something, like there's a dead guy following us.
Red Rod.
Bo stands up.
Oh, incredible. Where? I don't see anything.
A bush moves.
What's going on, guys? We could hear you screaming all the way to the house.
Oh, it's you guys. Like, it was horrible. That pirate Moonscar was like nothing but bones. And then he got worse, like a zombie.
Oh, dear.
Where did all this happen?
Scooby and Shaggy point the direction, by the hole.
Well, there's nothing here now. Are you sure you saw a zombie?
Like, we know a zombie when we see one.
Well, zombie.
And then we ran into him.
Shaggy points at Bo and Velma, frowning, turns to him.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, it's too much. My job. I was doing some planting, got thirsty, went to get a drink, and came back to find these two.
Velma and Daphne peek at the hole.
What are you planting? Elephants? That hole is huge.
Bo walks away, brow furrowed.
No night on this country.
Takes a shovel.
There's something suspicious about that gardener.
Yeah, he is suspicious. But he is kind of cute.
Well, if we're all through here, maybe we should get going?
Like, that's a great idea, Fred.
Get going? No way. This place gets more interesting by the minute.
But it is getting close to sunset, and the ferry doesn't run at night.
Like we do.
We have plenty of rooms. You could stay for the night.
Really?
Oh, I couldn't let you leave without offering some of our famous southern hospitality. That is, if Lena doesn't mind some extra guests.
Sure thing, Miss Lenoir. I'll start dinner.
River?
Like, why didn't you say so?
They walk away. A yellow-orange evening sky over Simone's house. Inside, a light goes on.
And this is your room. I hope you'll both be comfortable.
Thanks, Lena. Like, what time's dinner?
Well, I have never met a pair who ate so much.
Like, being in a state of constant terror makes us constantly hungry.
Well, constantly.
Your room is this way, Fred.
Fred and Daphne follow Lena down a hall. In a room, she opens curtains revealing a sunset.
You'll have a beautiful view of the harvest moon tonight. I hope you'll be comfortable here.
Thanks, Lena. I'm sure I will.
And this is your room, Miss Blake.
She opens a door on the opposite side of the hall for Daphne.
Thanks, Miss...
Daphne turns around. The room is empty. At night in Scooby and Shaggy's room, Shaggy opens a suitcase full of green t-shirts.
Like, maybe I should dress for dinner, eh, Scoob?
An owl.
Like me, that's who!
Scooby observes the owl, and as it licks its wing, he licks his arm. The owl stares at him with round eyes, and Scooby's eyes bulge huge. They come back to normal and he smiles. The owl spins its head 360 degrees and Scooby does the same.
Like, quit bothering the wildlife.
Shaggy puts on a t-shirt.
Well, how do I look?
Scooby sweats.
Am I gonna turn a few heads or what?
Scooby's head spins back.
What?
Boy, do I need it.
Shaggy touches his chin, looking in a mirror, then takes a pair of scissors.
Like, much better.
An apparition in a Civil War uniform in the mirror.
Get away!
Like, who's that?
I don't know. Get away!
In Fred's room, he ties a scarf in front of a mirror.
Nah.
Shaggy enters. Shaggy and Scooby jump on him. In the hall, Simone crushed by Scooby.
Get this beast off of me!
We're terribly sorry.
Fred pulls up Shaggy.
Robbie.
Scooby dusts Simone.
That's quite enough.
Freddy, what on earth are you doing?
Scooby and Shaggy
saw another ghost.
Scooby nods, then a doorknob moves and Shaggy peeks inside.
In here!
The gang enters the room.
I don't see anything.
Like, in the mirror.
It's some Civil War guy.
Well, there's nothing in the mirror now.
Velma studies the mirror.
There's nothing behind the mirror either. Wait a minute.
She moves the mirror and glances at the back of it.
There's something under this
She blows, making a cloud of dust, and Scooby sneezes. The mirror hits her and displaces her glasses.
Excuse me?
That's okay, Scooby. Must have lost my eyeglass cleaning cloth.
Scooby takes the glasses and breathes at them, then cleans them using his tail.
Oh, thanks, Scooby.
She puts them back on.
Hey, look! Property of Colonel Jackson T. Pettigrew, 8th Louisiana.
On the back of the mirror.
That sounds like a Civil War regiment.
There were Confederate barracks on this island.
Maybe you guys saw something after all.
Like ghost pirates, ghost soldiers. What's next?
Dinner! From all the screaming up here, I'd say you two must be starving.
Scooby and Shaggy rub their hands and their tongues stick out. In a dining room, Lena lights a candle as Fred stares.
Your dining room is beautiful, Simone.
Thank you, Daphne. But I'm afraid your dog will have to eat in the kitchen.
Dog? Where?
Like, come on, old buddy. We'll chow down in the kitchen.
Shaggy escorts Scooby.
This gumbo is delicious. And these biscuits, light as a feather.
Fred eats a biscuit and wipes his mouth as Daphne gives a cold stare.
Where's Beau?
He usually has dinner in his rooms above the carriage house.
I brought him some food, but he wasn't there.
Figures.
In the kitchen, cats gather over bowls.
Rats!
Exactly. How long has Beau been working for you, Miss Lenoir?
Several months. And it's Simone, Velma.
Well, I think this guy is pretty suspicious.
Oh, he had excellent references.
Scooby and Shaggy.
Like, I don't think the kitchen was such a good idea. You know, cats.
Simone holds the white cat.
Yikes!
This is quite enough.
She glowers.
The dog will have to eat outside.
Outside?
Like, there's a dead guy out there!
May I make a suggestion?
Outside, in the mystery machine, Scooby and Shaggy with a big pot.
Like, this is a lot quieter, buddy. And Lena even made us a special dish to go. Nothing like a good old-fashioned crawfish boil.
Crawfish?
They suck crawfish.
These crawfish sure are tasty.
Shaggy looks away.
Like, not much meat on this crawdad.
Scooby stuffs his mouth with a pile of crawfish. Spits shells.
Here, buddy, have a biscuit.
Thanks.
Scooby eats all the biscuits in one go.
Something tells me you're getting the best of this meal.
Rats!
The cat's on a tree outside.
Like, it's hard to enjoy a meal with a bunch of eyes staring at you.
The cat's on the van's roof.
Like, sit tight, old buddy.
They peek inside through a front window.
I'll find us a peaceful place to eat.
Shaggy takes a turn and the cats fall down. The mystery machine drives away.
What I'd like to find out is why these ghosts want us off the island.
It's not ghosts, Velma. It's just guys in masks. And they're probably after the pirate's treasure.
Or covering up a smuggling operation.
Or maybe there's oil under the island.
Oh, my.
Really, guys? For once, can't you accept that maybe there are some mysteries that have no rational explanation?
Fred and Daphne exchange glances. By the bayou, the mystery machine between the trees.
Like, this is much better, eh, Scoobs? And now for the heat de resistance.
Shaggy pulls out two peppers.
Like, on your mark, get set, ignition!
They eat the peppers and Shaggy sheds tears. Scooby's pepper sticks out.
Hey, no fair! What's the matter, chicken?
He swallows it, then their bodies turn red. They run out of the van toward the bayou and dip their heads in the water. A green spiral vapor appears above. It dives into the water, then they watch a body rising up from the bayou bottom. Zombies rise. The green vapor strikes the ground. Scooby and Shaggy dash to the van as the zombies besiege it.
Leck, I think we ditched him, buddy.
A zombie lies on the van's front window, then Shaggy accelerates and turns, making him fly off. He stands up, approaching them as the van's wheels spin and sink into the mud. They flee away. Bump into Bo. They run away as he holds a lantern, casting a shadow on his face. In the dining room, Fred eats a pie.
Hey, we should do a segment on Lena's pecan pie, Daph. It's supernatural.
You are so corny.
Now!
The white cat dashes away.
I told you the hauntings were just beginning.
If you ladies will excuse me.
Fred takes the camera.
Lena, get them some lanterns.
Right away. But please, Fred, you must be careful.
Lena touches his arm and he smiles, nodding. By the bayou, spooky trees in the darkness.
Shaggy! Scooby, where are you?
The gang with lanterns.
Guys?
Bo comes up.
So it's you! Where's Scooby and Shaggy?
Your crazy friends are near the bayou screaming about zombies. I didn't see any.
You never do. And you're never around when these ghosts and zombies appear.
Yeah. Now, isn't that a coincidence?
Save your suspicions for later, guys. Right now, we have to find Scooby and Shaggy. I think we should split up.
Good idea.
I'll go with Bo.
Bad idea.
I'll go with Bo. I won't let him out of my sight.
Trickle-down transition. The moon reflects in the water as Velma follows Bo.
Scooby! Shaggy!
He turns around.
Hey, why do you keep treating me like I'm a suspect?
Because you are! Shaggy! Scooby! Hey! Hey, let me go!
He grabs her arm, then raises a big rock over his head. Throws it ahead and it slowly sinks.
Quicksand!
Jinkies! Thanks, but you're still a suspect.
He takes the lantern and walks away as she watches him. Trickle-down transition.
Fred! Over here!
With Fred and Daphne as they find the mystery machine, She opens the back door and the hollow crawfish shells spill out. Fred runs toward her.
What is it?
Crawdadge.
He squats in the van.
Well, I guess the guys liked your girlfriend's cooking too.
She's not my girlfriend, Daff. I just said I enjoy her cooking. And what about Bo?
What about...
A hand comes out of a bush and grabs her shoulder.
Daphne, are you...
I can handle myself.
She throws a zombified pirate over her shoulder.
It's probably the gardener.
We'll just see about that.
Another arm.
Shaggy?
Shaggy?
Scooby?
Scooby?
She throws Shaggy on the zombie.
Yeah! Yeah! Take it easy, Shag. It's just a mask.
If this is a mask, Fred, it's a pretty darn good one.
Good one? It's the fakest, cheesiest mask I've ever seen.
Really?
She stretches out the zombie's face.
But it feels real.
Cleans her hand.
You're just not pulling hard enough.
Okay, Mr. Macho, why don't you try it?
Sure. Hold this, Shag.
Shaggy shakes, holding the camera.
Either hold it still or give it to Daphne.
Gives it to Daphne as Fred pulls on the zombie's head.
It's the gardener!
No!
It's the fisherman!
No!
It's the ferryman!
Roll!
Maybe it's...
Tears off the head.
Real!
They throw it at each other. The head lands on the corpse's lap.
I told you it wasn't a mask!
It must be animatronic!
Oh!
The corpse comes alive, then takes the head and puts it on its neck, adjusting it into place. A big tornado starts in the sky.
Fred, are you getting all this?
The green vapor strikes from it into the water.
Wait, it's deja vu all over again! And we know what to do, eh, Scoob?
Scooby and Shaggy run as zombies rise from the bayou.
Yikes! It's a regular zombie jammer!
Fred tapes decaying bodies staggering out of the bayou.
And I suppose they're all animatronic, too!
Well, it is a possibility, Daph!
Decomposed bodies of an old couple in summer clothes along with other zombies hobble with arms stretched out.
You're not a skeptic, Fred! You're in denial!
Daphne turns around to the van to see more zombies approaching. Her face fills the camera's lens.
It's Lena! We left her and Simone unprotected!
Come on!
She takes Fred's hand and they rush. He stumbles and drops the camera into quicksand.
The camera! It's quicksand!
This way!
They dash as the zombies go after them.
You hear the screeching of an owl, you hear the wind begin to howl. All the trees begin to moan, and the monsters grunt and groan, rotting faces full of slime. Don't you know it's terror time? And it's terror time again. They've got you running through the night. Yes, it's terror time again. Oh, you just might die. Oh, right. It's a terrifying time.
Scooby and Shaggy fall into a cave running from the zombies. Shaggy notices three dolls and a candlelight. Pieces of clothes around their necks.
Zoinks! Like someone's been playing with dolls, Scoob!
They resemble Fred and the girls.
Did you find the guys?
Yeah, but we lost them when we found zombies. Real zombies!
Real? Really real, Fred?
I hate to admit it, but they were.
Yeah, I finally got my story, and all the proof sank in quicksand.
Daphne, Fred, and Velma levitate. In the cave, Scooby and Shaggy play with the dolls.
Hey, this one looks like that.
Daphne hits Fred.
Hey!
Sorry, Fred!
She kicks him.
Ow! Hey!
It's not my fault! Something's controlling me! Bo, get us down!
Bo pulls her leg down.
I can't! Ow.
Jinkies! Sorry!
Scooby and Shaggy move the dolls' arms and legs. Dozens of red eyes.
I wonder who made these dolls.
Shaggy, look, rise!
Shaggy peeks over his shoulder. They rush out of the cave, dropping the dolls, and Fred and the girls fall down. Dozens of bats go after them. Fred takes Daphne's hand.
Come on, we've got to get to the house.
The bats fly away.
It was just a bunch of bats, Scoob.
Girl zombies approach Scooby and Shaggy as fear crosses their faces.
We're not looking for ghoul friends, right, Scoob?
They recoil, then two fingers tap their backs. They turn around to see men zombies.
Blake, let's get out of here!
At Simone's house. Upstairs, Velma and Bo walk with a lantern, then she toggles a light switch.
Scooby? Shaggy?
The generator must have gone out. I'll go check it.
No way! I'm not letting you out of my sight.
Lena!
Downstairs, Fred with a lantern.
Lena?
Stops and looks around, then takes a few steps as the stairs collapse. A pair of legs in violet shoes lit by a light walk. Daphne with a lantern looks around, then notices a hole with the collapsed stairs. She sees Fred held by Lena and walks down as Velma and Bo draw near. Lena holds Fred's arm.
What's going on?
It was a nightmare. Ms. Lenoir and I went outside to wait for you when we were attacked by these
zombies?
Yes. We ran back to the house and Ms. Lenoir opened the secret passageway. She said it was built during the Civil War to hide from Union soldiers. But the zombies came after us. They grabbed Ms. Lenoir and dragged her away. Oh, thank goodness you've come.
You say the zombies dragged Simone away?
Yes, it was horrible.
Don't worry. We'll find her and it's going to be okay.
Fred hugs Lena as Daphne glowers at him.
Come on, we've got to save Simone.
The gang, along with Bo and Lena, walk inside a basement under the stairs. They pace with the lanterns, passing two rats eating chestnuts. The walls are made of bricks. As they go further, a corridor changes into cave walls with two entrances at an end. Velma observes traces on the ground and chooses the left entrance.
Come on, this way.
They follow her inside a tunnel with tree roots in the walls and a wooden door at an end. Velma pushes the door open, peeking inside, and they all enter.
Where are you?
A spooky, dim-lit cave.
Looks to me like a place for voodoo rituals. But why don't we just ask Lena?
What are you talking about?
Her story about Simone getting dragged by zombies wasn't true. I saw the footprints of Simone's heels. She wasn't dragged. She walked down that tunnel.
A hand winds up a chain, revealing a window and a ceiling, and Simone comes up.
Very clever, Velma. But it's too late.
She holds the dolls of Velma and Daphne and hits them against the wall.
Oh.
Sorry, Freddy.
I really do like...
Lena hits the doll of Fred against the wall.
What would you do if you didn't like me?
Hey! Bo approaches Lena as she puts the doll up and he levitates. Then she hits the doll against the wall. Lena ties a rope around the doll.
Voodoo dolls!
These wax dolls do come in handy.
The dolls in colorful clothes around their necks tied up on a table.
So, that's where the cleaning cloth for my glasses went. Sorry, I suspected you.
Apology accepted.
The harvest moon will soon reach the midnight point on this moon dial, and then the ceremony will begin.
What ceremony?
You won't get away with this!
I've been getting away with it for 200 years.
Simone grows cat's ears and fangs.
At least Scoob and Shaggy are still free. Maybe.
I heard that, Fred. Those two simpletons. We didn't even bother making wax dolls of them. A waste of time and magic wax.
Lena's face morphed into a cat's.
Just what are you planning to do to us?
It's simple. Every harvest moon, I must drain the life force from victims lured to my island to preserve my immortality.
This is more haunted stuff than I really wanted.
By the bayou, Scooby and Shaggy flee. They run onto the jetty next to the sign Moonscar Island as the ferry opens for them.
Chuck, like, are we ever glad to see you? There's no time to waste.
I am happy to see y'all.
I'm morphed into a giant cat shock.
If you're as old as you say you are, then I'll bet you're the one who found Morgan Moonscar's
in the cave.
Morgan Moonscar.
A flashback. The Maelstrom ship sails on a sea.
He was the cause of all of this.
Moonscar on the ship stares at the sea.
I was one of a group of settlers who made this island our home. We looked to our cat god for a bountiful harvest.
A woman in a vintage dress gives food to a cat statue, then along with a group of people sit at a table.
Until that night, when he came ashore.
Moonscar and pirates come ashore the island. People dance next to a bonfire. Cats play with each other. Moonscar and the pirates with sabers glare at islanders, then approach them. The pirates go after them.
It drove the islanders into the bayou.
The islanders go into the water.
All except for Lena and myself.
Lena and Simone peek from behind a tree as alligators chase the islanders in the bayou. In the dim-lit cave under the ground, Simone and Lena stand in front of the cat statue as the full moon shines through a grating in a ceiling.
We uttered a curse on the pirates to destroy them as they had destroyed our island. Our wish was granted.
Shadows of women change into cats as the pirates dig a hole.
We became cat creatures and destroyed the pirates.
Flashback ends.
Only afterwards did we discover that invoking the cat god's power had cursed us as well.
Over the years, boats continued to come to our island.
Flashback. A ship sails toward the island.
One was full of spice traders who started a pepper plantation. The plantation flourished.
At least until the harvest.
A man picks peppers, then turns around.
Sometimes it became necessary for Lena to lure outsiders back to the island.
Just like you lured us.
I've had years of practice. And those zombies are just the poor souls you drained. They were just trying to warn us so we wouldn't suffer the same fate they did.
Pretty smart for a television reporter.
Sounds like Jacques has found your frightened friends.
Jacques?
We needed a ferry driver. The old man wanted immortality, so we gave it to him.
Outside, Scooby and Shaggy run.
Going somewhere? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Yikes!
The zombies knock over Jacques.
Must be drained now while the moonlight is in the midnight alignment.
A moon dial with a cat engrave. Scooby and Shaggy slide down the cave, colliding into Simone and Lena.
Mike, what are you guys doing? Charades?
Jinkies, look out!
The voodoo dolls drop on the ground. Simone and Lena stand up.
I've had enough of that meddling dog!
Dog? Where?
Simone and Lena change into giant cats with claws and fur. Then Scooby kicks the dolls closer to flames and the gang starts sweating. Scooby and Shaggy retreats from the exit as the zombies enter. The gang and Bo melt with heat, then Scooby kicks the dolls away running. The gang and Bo stop sweating, then Velma notices the doll of her and catches it between her feet. Fred moves his doll closer as the zombie passes them.
If I can just... Oh no!
Scooby and Shaggy hit the table, then they are flung into the air. A zombie catches them.
Shaggy! The zombies are the good guys!
Mike, are you out of your mind?
Jacques in the entrance.
Yikes!
He catches them. In the cave, Velma unties the doll with her feet.
Ah, I'm free!
She unties other dolls.
Is a piece of Lena's blouse.
Scooby and Shaggy try to escape and Jacques catches them. The peppers spill next to Scooby and he grabs one. Squeezes it into Jacques' face. Simone and Lena grab Scooby and Shaggy, who become dizzy. Simone and Lena levitate. Hit the cave wall.
You're not the only ones who like playing with dolls.
Daphne moves the doll's arm and Simone hits Lena. Then Velma and Daphne show them the dolls. The girls hit the dolls against the wall.
Are you guys okay?
Shaggy's face is wrinkled with dark circles under his eyes. Then he rubs his face and it goes back to normal.
Like, I was beginning to feel like a raisin.
Simone and Lena fly through the cave. They stand up and along with Jacques draw near the gang and Bo. He takes the torch and shoves the flame in front of them. A shadow on the moon dial moves. The trio burns to dust.
Their spirits have been avenged, Shaggy, so they can finally rest in peace.
The zombies burn to skeletons, then to dust as the green vapor goes up the cave.
Thank you.
The Civil War ghost.
I can't believe all this. And without our videotape, no one else will either. I've got nothing for my show.
Yeah. And the police will never believe this story either.
Don't be so sure. I'm Detective Bo Neville. Been working undercover, investigating the island disappearances.
Jinkies! So that's why you were digging around.
Yes, ma'am. Just trying to dig up evidence. Not positive my superiors will buy this story, though.
He takes Simone's pendant.
Bo, Detective Neville, have you ever been on TV?
He looks at Daphne with half a smile. A sunrise by the bayou, on the jetty.
You know, crowd, with all the zombies and cat creatures gone, this is a pretty romantic spot.
Yeah, the bayou casts a spell all its own, and no matter how hard you try to solve its mysteries, it always keeps something hidden.
Oh, that was beautiful, Detective Neville. There's a bit of a poet in you.
I don't know about that, ma'am. But I would like to write detective stories someday.
Jinkies! I've always been crazy about a good detective story, that is. I even own my own mystery bookstore.
No kidding.
The mystery machine pulls up the jetty to the ferry. Velma peeks inside at Shaggy.
Where's Scooby?
He's picking a peck of peppers for the road! Hurry up, Scoob! We're pulling out!
Okay.
Scooby with a basket in his snout picks peppers then walks toward the jetty as Snakebite goes fishing on his ship. Scooby starts running to catch the taking off ferry and his legs stuck in the boards. His body spreads longer as his front legs hold the ferry then he flies off above Snakebite catching Big Mona.
Darn tourists!
Big Mona runs away. Scooby stuck in the van's window as Shaggy brings sandwiches.
Look what I got for you, old buddy!
He pulls Scooby out.
We're finally gonna have a nice, peaceful meal.
Scooby takes a sandwich, licking his snout, then puts a pepper inside it as Shaggy walks away. The cats surround Scooby. They glance at him with their glowing eyes. Screen closes in a shape of a small circle around Scooby's face then cuts to black, credits roll. Starring the voices of Scott Innes as Scooby-Doo, Billy West as Shaggy, Mark K. Bergman as Daphne, Frank Welker as Fred, BJ Ward as Velma. Songs, Scooby-Doo Where Are You theme written by David Mook and Ben Raleigh. Performed by Third Eye Blind courtesy of Elektra Entertainment. The Ghost Is Here and It's Terror Time Again. Music by Tom Snow. Lyrics by Glenn Leopold. Produced by SkyCycle and Richard Mouser. Performed by SkyCycle courtesy of MCA Records.
Another scary night, another spooky fright, and we just might be in danger. Oh, the ghost is here, and it's always a fake. The ghost is here, there's no reason to shake. The ghost is here, oh, give us a break. It's fake. Another ghoul attacks, he's breathing down our backs, so we're making tracks for the exit. Oh, the ghost is here, he's a crook in a suit. The ghost is here, he's protecting some loot. The ghost is here, I'll give him the boot. He's fake. Then we just might sight a monster. Oh, the ghost is here. It's a frightening task to face our fears and the creep in the mask. Until the ghost is here, there's no reason to ask.
The film is dedicated to Don Messick, the original voice of Scooby-Doo, Dolby Surround TM, 1998 Hanna-Barbera Cartoons Incorporated, all rights reserved. Screen torn by Scooby, who sits with two cats and pours them milk into a bowl. The cats drink it as he smiles.
Scooby Dooby Doo?
Scooby glances with one eye closed and screen cuts to black, then to a pink oval with Scooby's face squinting, Hanna-Barbera written across his snout.